Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time. That's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow. Let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
Percent of our life is coming from the programs of life, how to live life, that we get in the first 7 years of life. That's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich. The movie The Matrix is not science fiction. It's a documentary. Every human, and this is a fact, every human first 7 years is download, a hypnosis. The brain of a child under seven is in a lower vibrational frequency. When you put wires on a person's head, you read electroencephalograph, reading brain activity. A child below seven has a lower vibration than consciousness. It's called theta. Theta is imagination. Oh, that's how kids play a tea party with mud pies. But to them, it's a real thing. A kid rides a broom. It's a horse. That's theta, imagination. Theta is also hypnosis. And the idea is this. Before you can become conscious, if you don't have any programs, what are you going to be conscious of? So nature makes the first 7 years. What kind of programs are required to live on this planet? I say, how do you get them? They in your community, because you have to learn how many 100,000 rules. Think about it. Just to be a functional member of a family and a functional member of a community, there are rules. Teach an infant these rules. I say, oh, you don't have to. First 7 years, they observe it and just download it. Look, this is not new. I mean, there's the famous book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Sure. And basically said, you come from a poor family, and you could struggle your whole life and try to get rich, but you're not going to make it. And if you come from a rich family, you could be stupid your whole life and make it. Not because it was thinking, but it was unconscious behavior that was downloaded from rich families into kids, which is unconscious. So they're making the right moves unconsciously. If they engage their conscious mind, then they look stupid, but it's unconscious. And that's the same thing with poor people. Poor people have beliefs from the family. Oh, you can't make it. Life's a struggle. Things are hard. Who do you think you are? And if that's the program you get, then 95% of the day, you will sabotage yourself. And that's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich, because of the programming. 95% of our life, this is a fact, comes from those programs in the subconscious. Every day, only about 5% of their life are you using conscious, which is creative. 5%.
So your life is being lived, even though you think you're living your life.
Exactly, and you don't see it because it's called subconscious, below conscious. And the Jesuits, for 400 years, they were boasting. People didn't understand. They say, give me a child until it's seven, and I will show you the man. They've been saying that for 400 years because they knew 7 years was the program period. And 95% of your life after that will be whatever that program is. So you don't have to try and think about what happened. I just say, look at your life. The things you like that come into your life come in because you have a program that supports them. But anything you struggle with, work hard at, put a lot of effort into making it happen while you're working so hard, inevitably, you have a program that doesn't support that conclusion, and you're trying to override the program. So you don't need to do a lot of strength and psychology stuff. You just look at your life and say, where am I struggling? Because wherever you're struggling, inevitably it's a program in your subconscious that does not support that destination you've been looking for. The conscious mind is creative and can learn in any number of ways. Read a self-help book, go to a lecture, listen to this program, and conscious mind is going to get some awareness. And I go, yeah, but subconscious mind doesn't learn that way. I go, right, it doesn't. Subconscious mind learns in two fundamental ways naturally. Hypnosis, which is the first 7 years. And after age 7, how do you put new programs in? Repetition. Practice. You want to drive a car, you didn't learn how by just getting in the seat and put the key in. You had to practice driving the car. You want to learn the alphabet. How many times did you go from A to Z? Try to go to A to Z before you can complete it. And once you completed it, you didn't have to go back and do it again. So two phases. You want to train the subconscious mind? Hypnosis. Repetition. I like the last one because there's a new phrase that's bandied about called fake it till you make it.
Mm.
Meaning, if you're not a happy person, I say you want to be a happy person, then repeat all the time, I'm happy, I'm happy. I say, well, you don't look happy or anything. I say, no, who am I talking to? By repetition, I'm talking to subconscious. If subconscious gets, I am happy, and 95% of your life comes from that subconscious, there will be a point once the subconscious got, I am happy, you don't have to say it again.
Okay.
It'll be automatic.
And that's why we see people do affirmations and gratitude journals and stuff, because if you do that daily...
It's repetitive. That's the secret part. Putting a sticky note on the refrigerator is more like a suggestion, but it's not a repetition. So it doesn't work very well. But you have to do... Repetition is a habit. It's making habit. So you got to do something religiously in the sense of repeating it, repeating it, repeating it to make it work.
Hi, peace to the gods. This is Akeem L. This is the Solomon Temple Show. We only do about an hour of talking about keeping ourselves healthy. Let me bring Solomon in to this show. What's going on, bro?
Hey, peace to the God. How you doing?
Peace, peace. I'm going to have to show you how to start your own show.
Okay, God.
And get it going for yourself. But then we got to sit down and go through a tutorial.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a struggle doing it 3 days a week for me because I was busy on the phone all day today. But anyway.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, and see, people don't see that part. It's they don't see this, the energy exchange.
Yes.
And
yeah,
and, you
deal
know,
with people's problems all day. Mm.
Yeah. And see, it's hard to quantify that, you know, unless you, you know, you can feel it, but you can't see.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I was just laying down right before this, just trying to recuperate. But anyway, you had something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, but we can talk about that part you were saying, since you brought it up. You know,
yeah,
because it's so many areas. It's so many areas to this, you know, and it's so many areas to it. 360 degrees, and then it's 360 degrees to those degrees. You know, knowledge is that infinite. You know.
Yeah, it is,
And so, you know, preserving yourself is important. You know, we have to remind everybody about that because, you know, day-to-day life, it takes your energy from you, you know, day-to-day.
Yes.
And so, like, what I do a lot of things to keep myself fresh. Because, shit, today I had days like that 6 days a week. And 7th day, you know, I rest, you know, and I like to act real silly. I'm naturally a child. I like to have fun, and I'll be playing with my kids. I'll be playing with my grandchild, and I'll be running and laughing and having fun. I think a lot of things we take too serious sometimes. You know, and other people's energy can rob that from just by them being so serious. And see, Your energy is, they pull from you from your solar plexus. You know, the solar plexus, we all know what the solar plexus is. It's your center where all your energy is at. It's like the burning sun inside of you. And so mm-hmm. when other people come, they attach themselves to their energy. Because you'd be surprised when people come see us, and then the first thing they see is, just I feel better. Because mm-hmm. of the energy that they pulling. A lot of people don't realize, but it's a lot of people are unconsciously, they parasites. And you got mm-hmm. types of parasites that rob your energy. You know, you got parasites that rob your energy consciously and unconsciously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to use a lot of centrine crystals. The centrine crystals, they help restore your solar plexus. So like how you said you were mm-hmm. laying on your back recharging, you can put mm-hmm. put the crystal, or you can put several of them, put them on your solar plexus and lay down, or you could tape them to you, or you could get like a put it on the necklace. But laying mm-hmm. down and doing deep breathing, and you notice that when you right. deep breathe, you push your stomach out, because you pulling that energy. You know, this is the same place that we connect to our parents there. You connect to your mother there. That's such a powerful area. And so by you placing them crystals there, and there are other crystals you can put there as well. I personally use the centrine because I like what it does. You know, you can use all yellow crystals for
that. How do you spell centrine?
C-I-T-R-I-N-E. You know, the pharaohs used to use it for reproduction. Because, you know, they used to have different talismans they used to make out of centrine. It's a real vitalizing crystal, you know. And it really, really restores it. And, you know, and I always take baths during the week. You know, and it's hard to take a bath because most people just want to take a shower and be done with it.
Right.
You know, So I
try to do that at least once a week.
Oh, yes, at least. Because, you know, people are die. And it's people that do, you know, that do the work I do. And if they don't recharge themselves, and if they don't do that, they'll be burnt out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a guy that I knew. I don't want to say too much about him because he not too long died. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, real good brother. He didn't do what I did. He wasn't an herbalist, but he worked with the people a lot. And mm-hmm. he died from chi disease. And it was actually been less than a year or so, maybe a couple of years. And he died from chi disease. And he was a fairly young guy, just in the 50s. And, you know.
What type of
and
disease
he told,
was it?
Hey, I ain't heard nothing until he got it. I never heard of it until, I mean, seriously, I never heard of it until he got it. You'd be surprised how much stuff is going on, but it was a chi disease. And see, your chi is your life force, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that depletes, you go. You need that. A lot of times, you mm-hmm. know, we owe, you know, too much sex and busting too many nuts. Let me say it that way, but having too many ejaculations. You can have all the sex mm-hmm. you want. Too many ejaculations rob you of chi, you see. Mm-hmm. And so he died because he wasn't replenishing himself like he should have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, if you sleep with somebody, so some people are literally, they vampires. You know, they pull mm-hmm. your energy. I mean, they literally pull your energy. And so if you give somebody that's not on the same frequency range as you, they can literally suck the life out of you. You know, through something as simple as sex, you know. And you see that with sometimes, when you're dealing with somebody that ain't at that level. You see how Tiger Woods, you know, his energy been depleted. You know, mm-hmm. He's not the same. You know, I never really watched him, but I've heard I'm not really a golf person, but, you know, I've heard people say that, hey, he ain't doing nothing like I used to be.
Not even, no, he's not. They're making sure he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, he's dealing with all them low vibrations, you know. And, you know, he ain't dealing with, you know, you know, see, you got certain, especially for a male, you got certain women that have a particular seal that governs them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you sleep with that woman and that seal ain't for you, she could be the devil for you. You know, and then you got certain women that you have to sleep with. You know, now, you know, of course, if you under, you know, a marriage contract or, you know, you can't, you know, if you're under that type of obligation, I'm not saying go out of here, you know, but what I'm saying is a certain energy that you're supposed to be with. And you got some people that will actually lift your spirit and take you to another plane just by being with them. And then you got, which is more of these people, actually, that you could be with, and they can, you know, run into be having car wrecks every week. And I've literally seen people that have wrecks. Car wrecks all the time and have there's always something going on with them.
Yeah, I know people like that. We about to get kicked out of their home, some type of drama going on, you know, never can hold on to their money. Just shit constant, like always a problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you know, trouble ain't supposed to last out forever. The only way it should last.
Well, you can go through your trials and tribulations to learn from them. Some people just don't learn.
That's right.
You know, because they constantly looking somewhere else to point the finger. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found them crystals on Amazon.
Yeah, the Century.
You have them at your shop too?
Oh shoot, we got a very large selection of crystals. We got so many crystals.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we work with a lot of crystals. We got all type of crystals, you know, that you can set around, you can wear. We got special necklaces, special talismans. And then, like, we got, like, the spirit and bless us with some people that come, and they made special talismans, you know, designed just for you, you know. But I keep all kind of stuff on me and around me. I keep those. And you know, we got crystals that keep you grounded. You know. Crystals are really amazing. They, you know, I do a lot of work with crystals. Crystals are very powerful, and they overlooked by the 85%. But this very device I'm talking to you all, I'm connecting to you through a crystal, you know.
Yeah,
it's crystals
yeah.
and everything
yeah.
we use, and microchips, and they're nothing but crushed up quartz crystals. And silicone ain't nothing but a crystal. Silicone or crystals. It ain't some kind of plastic thing. It's something that come out the earth. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear people say something to me, so this, I'm just like, oh, this is this. Now, you know, if you believe in it, you don't got to believe in it. You know? You don't have to believe. Do you believe this phone working? Do you believe your remote control works? Trust me, all of them got crystals in them.
Yes.
They just said they clothed in plastic and other metals. Everything we use come out of this earth. And just because a person don't know or understand something don't mean that it's, you know, legitimate, you know. And I think
right.
that the young people are good, are better, you know, like the older generations of you know, that the church has made us so ignorant, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, they believe in all the foolishness. They believe in the Bible. They believe in everything that the Bible says. Yeah, the Bible do got some, a lot of these things. I use, you know, I understand the Bible, but then we'd be fine if we didn't have the Bible. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are doing fine and never seen it.
Mm.
You know?
But, well, yeah, the church has done a good job, well, miseducating us. Our education system has done a hell of a job miseducating us or educating us on stuff that we're really not going to use.
And then
you know?
You got our people, you got people saying that, you know, saying something. And then the Bible, you know, crystals all through the Bible. But even if it wasn't in the Bible, it don't mean that I got, you know. If it wasn't in the Bible, now, you know what I'm saying? That will make you, because some people got to legitimize things with the Bible. It's in the,
right.
in the Bible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you see it in the movie.
You readings?
I do whatever. I'm ready. Whatever.
Oh, we got one caller here. Oh,
yeah, let's
if y'all want to read and press that one button.
Yeah.
Or have
and,
a question for Solomon.
Yeah, and I'm not. Like, you know, with the reading, I don't want people to get a name, but if they want a real intense one, because it's just a little something, because, you know, I need more of the information, because we're doing real detail, and you know, the real detail, but I don't think it's wise. You can use your, you know, thing, but you don't want to just give out everything,
right.
you know.
On the
yeah,
on public airways. All right, let's get this caller here.
Okay.
321-210.
Peace. How's it going, fellas?
Peace.
Doing good.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Honestly, I joined in. I love what you was talking about. Now, the question that I have, like, three questions, quick questions.
Okay.
Now, with the crystals, where can I get the crystals from? And what was the name of, was it Centrum, you said?
Yeah, Centrum. Yeah, Centrum.
Centrum. C-I-N, how do you spell that?
C-I-T-R-I-N-E. Yeah.
Now, you know what's so crazy? When you were talking about that, I remember, I forgot the Marvel movie, man, when they had the guy was running around trying to get every crystal to where he had the total power. But then they related to Michael Jackson when he had all them the different color crystals on his glove. Yeah.
So I remember them gloves. He probably had, because I remember how they looked it, because, you know, everybody used to want them coats. That was time when the zipper time, right?
Yeah, he had that white glove with that shiny glove.
You talking about when he was moonwalking with Pepsi?
No, I remember that, but I remember they related. Yeah, I guess it was the glove, because that Marvel movie
had these crystals on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Most likely they were. And see, they probably was the quartz crystal. Because, see, the quartz crystal is an amplifying crystal. It amplifies whatever you're dealing with.
Ooh.
You know? And it's a projecting crystal. And what's interesting about the quartz crystal, you got different forms of quartz crystals. But quartz crystals, they project whatever you're thinking. It projects it, and it can work against you if you on in a negative mental space.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's how
kind yeah.
of person you want. If you're in the mental space, and shoot, I can see why he would use it during the concert, because that's going, you know, shoot, people already were crying over Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
So he amplifies the energy. And I'm a little disappointed how they taking this man's legacy. And, dumping on this brother. And I think it's some kind of ritual, because most people forgot about that. Most people forgot that
mm-hmm.
it happened. And I'm like, what bothered me more than anything about it, and I shouldn't even be paying it no attention, because it's designed to do what it's doing. But it's like,
yeah.
I guess what got me, I just knew that it was some kind of somebody else doing the special. And then they're going to use Oprah to legitimize this.
Ah, man.
Yeah. She's an agent.
And
yes.
that's what got me, because, I mean, if they gave this lady another $100 million, it would do nothing for her.
Yeah,
when you're a billionaire, it don't even count no more. What you going to do with it?
I know. And she didn't know no nation care, no kids to give it to.
I mean, none. So what you going to do, have a, you could buy a cruise ship. That costs about $1 billion. you could buy a Carnival cruise ship, but, I mean, what can you do with that? I mean, there's a lot you can do.
They use
the
black women to dump on the black man.
And then,
unfortunately, love to do that.
And somebody
yeah,
told
no,
me,
man.
I don't know if it's true, but somebody said that, I'm not saying, like, you know, I'm in support of, you know, they did it or not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we see R. Kelly did it. But they said that Gail is the one that did the R. Kelly thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
who?
Gail?
Yeah.
And I just think that's a little weird. And all she got to do, why y'all ain't doing Harvey Weinstein?
Yo, I tell a lot of people, man, these Europeans been playing with little boys, little girls for centuries. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Now, this brother, I don't know what he's doing. I don't really care what he's doing, but they after him right now. They trying to kill his legacy.
That's right.
It's a bigger thing than that. It's to damage the... They have to recover. They had a real bad year for white boys. You know?
Oh.
So, last year, all these white boys was getting brought out, right? This
mm-hmm.
year, they just got brought out. Nothing really happened to them. This year, okay, we got to even the scales. We got to make the black man look bad all over again.
That's
we
right.
We started looking like heroes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's all by design. You know, it's destroyed.
Of course.
The sad part about it is I'm looking on Facebook and all these sisters are saying, I'm through with R. Kelly. But wait a minute. You
yeah.
were the same system that was partying with him, knowing that stuff.
All night long.
It wasn't no
yep.
secret. He had a video.
Nope.
Y'all went to his concerts, everything. Now
that's
that
right.
it's popular to talk about him, now y'all through with him? See?
That's right.
That's fake.
Yeah.
It is.
You know,
making babies on their music.
I never was into R. Kelly like that. I always thought something was wrong with him. You can see it in his face.
That's
something
was
wrong with that brother.
Yeah.
He looked a little retarded to me. He's a little slow.
Yeah, they need to crucify the parents. Them the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The parents need
mm-hmm.
to catch it.
How
a
young
you know
girl can get a ticket and go see him?
There ain't enough money to do that to tell my child.
Oh, let her get
money.
Up on stage with the man. Come on, man. Hell no. They don't let the daughter get up on the stage. But honestly, yeah, my main... I'm sorry about that, Akeem. But, yeah, my main question was, and I know a lot of brothers going through this right now.
Okay.
Suffering from ED, erectile deficiency.
Okay.
They're killing
yes.
us off. We're killing ourselves off by the foods that we eat. I do know that. But
that's right.
What's the remedy?
Okay. Now, we have this product called rhinoceros. That's a monster. You know what I'm saying? It boosts your potassium rolling up, and then it had you poking your eye out in the morning. you just be erect like a child. You know how you be hard all the time. You don't know why
yeah,
you're
or when you wake up, you drink right, ready to go.
That's right. And it gets you right back like that, you know. Now, there's different things that we can do about that if it's other issues. So sometimes you can have blockages in them pathways, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, some people do, especially I have some older guys that were burnt, and you can actually have strictures, scar tissue that blocks your urethra.
Okay.
And I had this guy that he literally urinated out of a strain, and it actually was pus and mucus coming out of his, and it was old. And he told me that, you know, back in the day when he was in the military, that he had caught something overseas, and they gave him a shot, and he never was the same after that, you know. And so, you know, we had to go a different way to pull that out. So, you know, you got plants that you can use that will remove that block, you know. And one good plant that we use is cowslip tree, you see. And so we mix cowslip with some other herbs, and that will unblock anything blocking it, you know.
Cowslip?
Yeah, cowslip.
Like
a cow that slips and falls, cowslip.
Okay,
COWSLIPE.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah. And then, like, if we got, like, scar tissue in that area, because, you know, sometimes when you go to the hospital, they catheterize your penis to see if there's anything blocking it. And you see this a lot sometimes when somebody can't pass or void urine. So you have to use things to unblock the passage. And if it's scar tissue, you can mix couch grass. You see?
Okay.
Couch grass will
help unblock that. You know, you can mix it with other herbs, like if it's pain in the area when you urinate, you can drink some kava and some Z maize, which they call corn silk, and that helps passage. Yeah, like the silk that, you know, everybody should say. Talk about how corn is starch, but I'll tell you what, that silk that be on top of the corn, that stuff make you. this man told me that he was urinating so good, it was like, he just had me laughing. He said that he was drinking the tea blend, and he said that, you know, that, that corn silk make it just flow so good. He said that, you know, he's been in so much pain when he urinate, and now he's like, he just it's stuff you don't appreciate until you can't do it.
I know what you mean. I'm not familiar with that part.
Yeah, so don't throw away that corn silk. That's some good stuff right there. That corn silk.
Will you make a tea out of it?
Yeah. And shit, you know, the corn got starch and your body don't process it. But the corn silk is amazing, what it does. It's good for the prostate. It's good for your bladder. You got children that pee in the bed on themselves. You have them drink corn silk. And they're going to urinate good, and by the time they go to bed,
Yeah.
And so, you know, the corn silk is a special. It's so simple, but it's special.
So the main situations for ED would be what? Like, I need to know. I need help right now.
Get that rhinoceros from us. And you also, everybody want to keep their colon and detox the colon. Now, that's, you know, I can't say
that's the main thing.
I'm just assuming, you know, that your colon is clean and you can detox your body. You know, that's something that we always encourage people to do first. Because you'd be surprised what detoxing will do for your body because, you know, remember we started out perfect, you know.
Yes.
Unless you were born with a congenital thing, you know. Some people are born with certain imbalances in their body, and it's a congenital situation. Well, we understand that if it's congenital, then you're born with that, and that was that at birth, you know. And we all got certain weaknesses, you know. Constitutional issues, you know, that's something you're also born. We're born with certain dispositions and a weak or a strong body constitution. So if all that's fine, and like for most people it is fine, what you'll find is it coming from we actually do it to ourselves. You know, so
gotcha.
If you didn't have that trouble to start.
Nope.
Then it was then your mouth did it. So now you detox and get everything back flowing again.
Now I feel you on that because I remember I used to follow the brother Dr. Sidney, you know what I mean, the man passed. But I remember he said he fasted for X amount of days and he said after the 30 day he woke up with a hard on. I'm like, God damn, so I guess you gotta get all that toxins out of your body. Get
that's
your body
right.
Naturally back right to do what you have, you know, but to perform
that's
the way
right.
It's supposed to perform.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like
that's...
pills and all that other nonsense, so I can't do the pill stuff.
That's right. You know, so you do it liquid, you know.
Yeah.
Most of what we have is liquid. We have capsules too. You know, but the liquid gets to your body quicker. Now, it tastes awful. The rhinoceros don't taste bad. But,
that don't taste too bad. Nah, not the rhinoceros.
Yeah.
What's the website I could grab that from?
Yeah. Well, we don't have it on the webpage. Akeem, I have it. Or you could call the
temple. Yeah, I got
to
pick up some. Restock it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's something that you got to have that on hand.
I got a bottle down there stashed for myself, but.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Because,
yeah, let me know.
That,
I can. You know, I got your number, Akeem.
You
got to
increase
your
water intake, too. You got to drink lots of water.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Honestly, that's what I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Alkaline water at that.
You ain't drinking water, none of that stuff don't work.
Now my only dilemma, what I heard, I drink alcohol all the time. Like just about every day I drink. It's terrible to say, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking that may be a major problem too, because
that's
a lot of toxins.
That's right. So you want to detox your liver, and that'll clean your colon out too. As you detox your liver, you have a good liver thing. Now, you don't want your liver to go bad now. And every week. You know, we have people that we work with and they liver then failed them, and a lot of it comes from alcohol. Now, with too much alcohol, is based off the person's physical constitution. You know, I was talking with a man yesterday, and, you know, these people are not old. They're young people. You know, none of them, a lot of them ain't even 50 years old. And this guy I was talking to was 45 years old. Yeah. And his stomach was swole, and you know, he had hepatitis. Not hepatitis, cirrhosis of the liver.
Wow.
Well, you know, he just swole, and it's painful, and you know, they saying he should get a liver transplant, and you know, the waiting list is a little waiting list, and that'd be the worst thing to do is get a transplant. I wouldn't get no transplant. That's something I would not do, because especially when your body regenerates anyway. You know, you get
That makes sense. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Now, that's what I was going to say. Like, the transplant is not good. Look, the body will replenish itself if you give it the right nutrients for it to replenish itself. Right?
That's
right.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, we have people, and that's one thing, we don't work with people that had transplants, unfortunately. And I hate to do it. We don't work with people that have transplants because it ain't going to help for them, because if you improve your health, like, you know, and my condolences to, you know, love and respect if somebody has had a transplant, because, you know, I do know people that has had transplants, and unfortunately that's all they was offered. Because the biggest business is organ transplant. Now, organ donors, that's like a major business. But, you know, you take all this immune suppressive therapy. So if you're taking herbs to boost your immune system and improve health, your body going to attack and going to reject the new organ. And it's going to cause, because you're taking medicine to make your immune system so much. Your body going to attack that organ because it's not, it don't supposed to belong in there.
Yeah, it's not already. Well, it's not okay.
Now,
yeah.
When I was in college, it was well documented that people that have transplants take on the characteristics of some of the characteristics of the previous owner, to the point that they make it a policy not to let you know where the origin comes from. And you'll find people start taking on characteristics, and sometimes it's been documented that the people go seek out the family of the person because of a memory that resides in the organ. And it's been documented, and I mean, this is well documented in scientific journals, that they've had you know, athletes that they've had people that were vegetarians or meat eaters, then take on them characteristics. They've had gay people not be gay no more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You start taking on them characteristics of that person, depending on, especially if you with the heart transplant. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's so wild you said that, because there's literally movies out there that show you that nonsense, too. Like, you know, how you... Because they have this organ into their body, now they started taking on the characteristics of that individual.
That's right.
And that's crazy. See, these Europeans know what they're doing, man. They put it into entertainment, but they know the sciences behind everything. You know what I mean? So you won't think it's real. You think it's just entertainment. But they...
go ahead.
No, I was saying they get their research. They did their homework already. They've been doing it, so they put it into entertainment. So we won't think, oh, that can't be real. You know, that can't be real. A movie, but no, it's real.
And they've had people. I'm watching a show on regular TV. It wasn't YouTube. It was regular TV, and this lady had the organ transplant and spoke to the person and gave a detailed account of the person. It was on Discovery Channel. I'm trying to remember. It was really interesting. And one of the worst ones to get is the heart, a heart transplant, because the heart, the soul lives in the heart. The heart is a special organ. Your soul lives in your heart, you see. The heart, the soul resides in the heart sutra. It's an indestructible dot. And it's microscopic, but it's called the heart sutra. And your soul resides in that. Now, we know that even in our Egyptian mythology, and that deep science, that's some deep stuff, that it shows how, if the heart is weighed with a feather, they ain't talking about your brain, because they trying to show you that everything resides in the heart. So the heart got three sacred centers in it, and most people are familiar with the chakra, the heart chakra. But then you also got the heart sutra, you see, and that's a very powerful component, and it goes, that's what comes into you when you decide, because it is, like a child can exit the body. The skull closes after 2 years, that it's a soft spot that's above your head, and even the old people tell you don't jump over a child's head, and a lot of information has passed, but they don't know what it means. They just know don't do it. It might sound weird, but it's a lot of science into it. Well, once that spot closes, then you pretty much here, but at the same time, is that that part goes into you, traveling through the base of your skull, and then it attaches to your heart, So the soul, in fact, that keeps you, that keeps your body, that your gravity center is in there. The heart is an amazing organ, and it's a spiritual organ at that,
That's why we got to keep it healthy.
That's right.
So that now I gotta write this down. I got my pen and paper. That Akeem, what you say you had in the cut already? That what was the name of that? The
what did?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. Yeah. Okay. Rhinoceros. And one last thing for you brothers. Now I have a 2-year-old. He'll be 3 in April. And I noticed, I spend a lot of time with him because I work from home, I'm a broker. But I noticed, like, nowadays, he loves this Elmo, want to be on the phone, Elmo. And the crazy thing about it, it's like Facebook for him, because he'll sit on the bed with his leg crossed watching Elmo and scrolling through, looking at all these kids. And I'm like, yo, this got to be a spell, because he's just so into it. I need to get him off of it. I let him listen to a lot of stuff that I listen to, like talk tapes and things of that nature, Dave and I, a couple of things like that. But I need him to be more in tune of the reality of this world than the I love that talk tape that you had on, Akeem, before y'all came on, about the first 7 years of a child with the subconscious and things of that nature. So my thing is, I guess, what should I do? Because this is my first child. I'm 42. I had him at 40, and I don't want him to be subject to the nonsense,
Yeah, but that ain't going to affect him like that. He still got to be, a child, You got to help him with his imagination, but you know, you could, and that is true about the first 7 years, but they learning more from you. You got to make sure that you his best, you his biggest teacher. But the kids okay. need, and actually they brain developed the most in the first, I used to be a school teacher. I taught school for 8 years. Before, you know, so, but, you know, the first 10 years, that you know, if they, the first 2 years is their biggest jump. The 7 years is, that's a deep, concept, and it's very, it's very true, you know, what happened the first 7 years. But you got it's a region that you got to help him develop his the concept of playing and work okay. on his imagination. That's the main thing you want to, you don't want them to have him read. You know, I know everybody's, oh, the kid, you don't need to do all that darn reading now. The biggest thing you want to do with your child is you know, it's cool to read to him, but the main thing that you want to develop in him is his imagination.
Okay.
You know, even Albert Einstein said imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Imagination is the key. You know.
That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I honestly, yeah. it's a beautiful thing because I had him. He was painting today, and I got a little paintboard. He played with the little paintbrush, and he's creating stuff.
That's
so
right.
I was like, "What is that?" He said, "That's a turtle." I said, "Oh, okay, that's a good-looking turtle." Like,
that's right.
So, that's a beautiful thing. I said, "Okay,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, that's
all
the point
of all of this."
Yeah, that's the part you want to develop within him is his imagination. You know, that component. Have them drawing and, yeah. If you get your imagination, you can create.
Ah, beautiful thing. Yeah. I'm a first-time parent. You know, I done helped a lot of females in my past raise their child, but, you know, this is my firstborn.
What's your son's name?
Ladetri. Ladetri Moreil. Ladetri Maurice.
Got, yeah,
Maurice.
Don't say, just say his first name. Don't say, you ain't got to say his whole name.
Oh, my bad.
Say,
yeah, yeah.
You say Dimitri?
Ladetri. Ladetre.
L-A?
Yeah, Detre. And, you know, that's my middle name, honestly.
Yeah.
And my dad gave me that name. But when I Googled the name, it's so crazy. Nobody out here has that name. It was a captain of a ship back in the 1800s that had that name, Ladetri.
Yeah, see, he definitely a leader, you know.
Yeah.
And he definitely got the ability to do, to build big things. Like you said, the captain. And you can tell by his name. And he do got a creative side about him that you got to work on. Because you said his first letter's name is the L, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, and he definitely a leader. So, you know, he got a A in his name, you see. So, he a winner. So he definitely won. He's going to be good with communication, too.
And he's heir, like me.
Huh?
I said, and he's an heir, like his dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, he's going to be sharp, you know. And, He'd be a natural, you know, he's naturally creative. You don't like,
yeah,
stuff
I feel
like
it, man.
Don't like art and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys a lot, man. So that right now, Sarissa,
right,
I know what you're saying. All right, I ain't gonna hold you guys up. You know, something you wanna do an hour tonight, but I'm listening. So,
okay,
brother, how can I get into contact with you about that rhinoceros?
when I put it up on my site for sale, you can get it. Hakeemel.com.
Right, gotcha.
I got to go read
gotcha,
up
gotcha.
On some things. All right.
All right, man. No problem.
Right,
thanks a lot. You guys bless. Peace.
All right.
Peace,
man. All right, brother. Got anything else to say? You only got a few minutes
yeah.
left.
Yeah,
hour.
So, you know. Yeah,
I know you worked
all
day.
He gave us a good one.
Yeah, all right. Well, next week, another hour
that's right.
of talk. All
right. That's
peace.
Right. Hey, peace, God.
All right, peace.
Peace.